Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello again, ladies and gentlemen. I am in my nicest hoodie, and I am once again inviting you and happy that you're joining me for a conversation with April Hite, the Personal Health Services Program Supervisor from the Kent County Health Department. It is World AIDS Day on December 1. April, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Coming up fast, December 1st is World AIDS Day. This is recognition of HIV that, has been around since the late 80s. We've come very far. We've had a lot of advancements, but still a day to realize that HIV is still definitely around in our community as well in Kent County. And we're still fighting to, eliminate this virus. But we have made a lot of advancements. So it's a time to celebrate, but also a time to kind of make people know that it's still here.
Oftentimes I hear stories about advancements in medicine that can make HIV undetectable in a person's system.
Yeah.
Which is something that for many, many years was thought to be unheard of, but that's
right.
That's where we are right now. But that doesn't mean that people should live in a way that keeps them from being exposed.
Right. I mean, so the really good thing about that is that for so long, there's been such a huge stigma with people living with HIV, because of, the fear of, there's a big stigma with HIV. And that's the reason why people don't test, because they're afraid, to even get an HIV test, because it puts a label on them. It's the reason why people don't seek care, because somebody might find out they have HIV. So the fact that you can be undetectable now, which means you're not able to pass it to someone else, is really huge. But yes, it's the main way that people are still getting HIV now is from people who don't know they have it because there are no symptoms. So that's why testing is so important, because if you don't know you have it, then you don't. It's not like it's intentional that you're spreading it. And so the biggest thing that we encourage people to do is get tested. So we're actually having a free testing walk-in day on the 1st from 12:45 to 4:30 at our local, our main building at 700 Fuller. And okay.
I'm trying to figure this out here, because if you're a person who is exhibiting no symptoms, you're basically relying on the idea that maybe you could be exposed depending on how you live or act. I mean, is that what we're focusing on here? Like, if you're a person who's, let's just say it, has many partners?
Yeah. So, you want to take precautions, which there are a lot of ways to reduce the chance that you will get infected with HIV at this point in time. So there's this pill that people who do have several partners and are at higher risk can take daily. It's called PrEP, and it will reduce your risk up to and above like 95% of getting HIV. So we have some huge advancements, in medicine, obviously like condoms, limiting partners, things like that, just depending on your lifestyle, like what you can do. And so we've come a long way with it, but testing is really definitely in there because of the fact that you just, sometimes don't have any symptoms. So, you know, it's good to have that test and know what your result is.
What does the test entail? Just a blood draw?
Yeah. So the test that we do is really simple. And the one that we're going to do on Thursday is a finger poke. So just a little bit of blood. And actually the test that we do takes 1 minute to run. So it's super fast. It's basically like put the blood in and the result is there.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So,
okay. So, and are people finding out right then?
Yeah. So people can find out on the spot. We have two. How it works is if you know, the first one is showing that there may be HIV in their blood, we do a second rapid test to kind of confirm that. We will also take their blood because ultimately a blood test is the best way to test for HIV. And then we do this all the time at the health department. So we're trained in how to talk about the diagnosis, how to talk about risk reduction, like how to reduce your risk. And then we have a great connection with a place that does HIV care, which is Mercy Health Infectious Disease. So,
That means that by the time they walk out of there, I mean, they've gotten a lot of information, but they've also been, okay, this is what we need to do. It's almost like you have a protocol in place for a battle plan. So that's, you know, because I imagine that that would be a little upsetting for a person to hear that. So that's, and I think that that's important because, and that might be the type of thing that keeps a person from wanting to get a test because there is a chance that they might get that type of news. But it's so very important that the quicker they get this taken care of, the quicker they can be on the road to recovery and living a normal life. The longer you wait, I imagine.
So a lot of people, you know, don't know, but HIV is the virus that causes AIDS. And AIDS is basically when your immune system just basically gets broken down to where things like a cold could make you super sick and in the hospital. And so the longer you wait, the more you allow that virus to kind of attack your immune system. One thing that is actually going out in a release sometime today is that Kent County and surrounding counties have a little bit of a higher percentage of people being diagnosed with HIV who are in that AIDS stage, so in a later stage of progression. And one of the reasons for that is testing. Like, that's one of the reasons. If you test sooner, you will, you know, be diagnosed sooner and you won't have to get to that point. So it's definitely a push for our counties.
So let me just be clear, or so that I can understand. If a person has gotten to the stage where they have AIDS, they can't go back to a stage where HIV is undetectable in their system.
So actually they can. That's how great the medicine is now. But you know, once your immune system is damaged, there is some damage there, but you can actually bring back up your immune system as well. We've gotten to that point in advancements, which is amazing. But people are being diagnosed like in the hospital with some serious illnesses, and it doesn't have to get to that point. So we're really trying to prevent that.
Okay. So the message is testing.
Yes.
Get tested. If you think you could fall into that risk category, that's very, very important. But this is, like you said, the testing is going to be taking place from noon till, did you say 4:30?
Yeah. So, 12:45 to 4:30.
Pardon me. 12:45 to 4:30.
Yeah. At the Kent County Health Department on 700 Fuller. It's all free. It's walk-in, 1 minute test. Should be a pretty quick in and out for people.
And that it isn't just one day. There's, you can get this done on any regular day as well, right?
Yes, that's good to point out. So we operate Monday through Friday, and it's always free. There's a little more limitation for walk-ins. We like to make appointments on other days that we don't do this kind of outreach. But usually they're, you know, same day, next day. So it's not too much of a wait.
April Height, Personal Health Services Program Director for the Kent County Health Department. Am I leaving anything out, or is there anything that you'd like to add?
I think that's it.
Think we've covered it? All right. Yeah. Well, that is fantastic. I'm glad you guys are there doing what you do. You're a terrific partner for me, and I'm just glad to be able to help out in any way. You guys are terrific.
All right. Thank you.
April, thank you.
Spreading it. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.